welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another Spirit Connection podcast. Doug Addison here. It's Wednesday, April 6, 2022. You know, normally I release the prophetic word of the month on the first Wednesday of each month, but because April is such a strategic month with Passover, Resurrection Sunday, and all kinds of good stuff happening, I actually released the full prophetic word last week on my Spirit Connection podcast on the March 30th episode. And it's called An Outpouring of the Lord is Here. Invite you to check it out. My goodness, it's a powerful thing happening right now with the Lord. He's shifting the atmosphere over you. This week, I want to talk about some more details on how to prepare you for a breakthrough, specifically in your health and your finances. And we also, I just believe we need this right now. How to thrive and not just survive. So Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that flows even through the internet, and especially through the internet, that you are greater than all things, and that no matter what time that we listen to this, there's dates mentioned, but you're outside the time. It can apply right now. Also, that you're releasing a new level of understanding in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, recap of the prophetic word that I got is that basically is Psalm 92:10 in the Passion Translation. Your anointing has made me strong and mighty, and you've empowered me. You've empowered my life for triumph by pouring out fresh oil over me. Wow, how good is that? The oil of gladness is flowing right now. The power and strength. God is giving you a greater anointing to step up and not back. There's going to be some stuff happen this month, especially right around a Resurrection Sunday. We're going to get ready for an outpouring of refreshment, hearing the Lord. I keep hearing outpouring, outpouring, outpouring. This is indeed a powerful strategic time. The Lord is doing this. Passover is April 15th through the 23rd this month of 2022. That's where you get strategies. That's where Moses got the strategy on how to get the Israelites set free. So the Lord will give you strategies. We're going to pray this in a little bit here. And then also, Resurrection Sunday, a.k.a. Easter, whatever you want to call it, is Sunday, April 17th. So new power, encouragement, healing is available. The Lord is releasing this year healing power. And also, from Passover to Pentecost, starting this month, we're going to enter in this 50-day season. Pentecost is June 5th this year. And this is a time that the Lord sent the Holy Spirit. It's a season of approximately 50 days, but it's going to be a time of greater understanding, wisdom, revelation. Now, it's important to stay at peace. This is how you get through all of this. Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but with everything. But every situation, by prayer and by petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God that transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. You know, the enemy wants to really get you out of this place of peace. He wants to try to get you to focus on fear, anxiety, and stress. But I tell you, enter into this peace. You can do it right now. Doesn't matter. While others are freaking out around you, maybe you're freaking out. Step into peace. The key to this is worshiping God, praying, and being grateful. I found right now when, I'm a high, I do a lot of stuff, but I'm a, active person. And right now I just take time when I'm in the middle of the warfare and I still get hit with stuff. I just put on a quick worship song, even if it's while I'm working. I'll put it on the headphones, or my earbud, and keep working, or go sit down somewhere and put on a song of peace. And this is what the Lord says, Isaiah 32, verse 2. Each one will be like a shelter from the wind and a refuge from the storm, like streams of water in the desert and a shadow of a great rock in a thirsty land. Someone needed to write that one down. So, I say this every week. You need to stick that on your fridge. Isaiah 32, verse 2. That's a powerful, powerful verse. The Lord is now. He's moving in your life. Stay calm and watch and see what happens. He's going to shelter you in place. He's going to bring you into a place of peace this month. It's not limited to this month, but boy, you're going to see some new movement. I know that I am. The Lord is releasing refreshment, streams of water in the wilderness during this dry time that maybe you've been in. And ask the Lord to give you a refreshing drink of spiritual water. And He will. Lord, we pray that You give it to us right now. We pray, Lord, that You would grant us peace, patience, to shelter in place. In other words, you don't have to stay home or anything like that. That means just stay at peace. Stay under the rock. Stay under the Psalm 91 covering of the Lord. The Lord is your rock. You will not fall. You know that He said, the Lord says this. He said, I will never forsake you or leave you. And right now, we're in a time of waves of healing and freedom coming. The Lord spoke to me, Jeremiah 33:6. Nevertheless, I will bring health and healing to it. I will heal my people and let them enjoy abundant peace and security. There's another refrigerator verse, Jeremiah 33:6. Now, a lot of people stop at Jeremiah 33:3, where God, He'll give you He'll give you answers, but go on there. And He said, I'm going to also give you health, healing. I'm going to heal you. I'm going to bring you into an abundant peace and security. That might be the healing you need right there, is to walk in peace. Now, this goes right with the word about sheltering in place, that you don't have to stay home. That's not what I meant by that shelter in place. It meant to stay at peace no matter where you are. The Lord is sending health, healing, abundance of peace and security. This is a season to get set free from the past. And this is the theme of Passover, by the way. Passover starts April 15th next week. But I tell you right now, you can break it off. Think about it. What the Lord did during that time. He broke off the 400 years of slavery over the Israelites. And He sent Moses in with the strategy to get him set free. It's a season right now to get this for yourself. It's also a season of freedom, because not only did they get set free, the Lord chose Passover to be the time to be Resurrection Sunday. You know what I'm saying? He chose Passover that time. He combined these together to get your freedom. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now the Lord is Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. We invite the Spirit of the Lord. We invite the Spirit of freedom. We're going to be focusing on some areas right now. The Lord wants to focus on a couple of things as you're walking through, getting ready for Passover, getting ready for Resurrection Sunday. Freedom from past seasons. Freedom in your health. Freedom out of the dark night of the soul or the wilderness, dark night of spirit. And also freedom in your finances. How good is that? I've been walking in this, and I'm ready for another dose of the Holy Ghost in this. So right now, Lord, we just pray for the freedom and spiritual alignment. Let's ask the Lord for the anointing. Remember, He's increasing the anointing over you. And the anointing to get you free. The anointing means that He's just going to give you some extra power. Lord, show us what the enemy does not want us to see about this situation. Show us what You want us to see. All right, ready? Show us what the enemy does not want us to see. And show us what You want us to see about our situations. And Lord, we ask that You would speak to us through the Word, through the Bible, through dreams and visions, through the daily prophetic Word, through the Holy Spirit, through others. We just pray right now that we would be able to hear You in Jesus' name. We ask that the heavens now to open up. Colossians 3:2, set your minds on things above. Lord, we ask that You would align us with your perfect will for the season that's on above. Set your mind on things above. Don't get freaked out here and get distracted. Break off any ties and chains of the past. Lord, we ask now that you would reset our connections with you. Lord, show us what you're calling us to in this season and reset our spiritual clocks to Kairos time. Oh, my goodness. Break off anything else. Break off all other false timing, false seasons, false words. Ooh, Jesus' name. That's a powerful. I felt the presence of the Lord settle in on that one. Even when I was writing it, I was like, whoa. I had to stop for a minute. I think even I had the music on. The music may have even stopped at that moment. It happens sometimes. The Lord's releasing something. He's going to give you. This is the key here to your healing. This is a key to about everything, really. Is Proverbs 17:22. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. You know, when we lose our joy, maybe if we have a broken heart, maybe go through a stressful time, man, it takes a toll on your body, your soul, and your spirit. And we are created body, soul, and spirit with the Lord. And these things can try to weaken our immune system. They can try to weaken our faith. They try to get in. You know, stress will try to get in. That's why the word of the Lord right now to prepare for this season is to shelter into peace. You don't have to stay home to do this, but to shelter into the peace so that you can get your breakthrough. The Lord is going to now break this stuff off of you. He's going to bring you strategies of freedom in your health and your wealth. How good is that? 3 John 1, verse 2, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. John, you know, this is the beloved John. He's the one that laid his head on the chest of Jesus. Boy, he heard the heartbeat of Jesus. He was the one later that was allowed to have the revelation, the book of Revelation experience. This is a guy who just suddenly said, listen, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things, be in health, just as your soul prospers. So your soul, your mind, your will, and emotions, that's emotional healing. Your finances, everything about you comes into alignment when you get into that position where John the Beloved was. He was in that position of listening to the Lord, laying his head on his chest. We're moving into this time right now. God wants you to be in perfect health. He wants you to have finances. He wants you to step into this place. And when you don't feel good, man, you're not a good witness of the Lord's love, you know. Also, when finances get you down and get you all out of line, so the Lord is sending you right now, ask him for this revelation and insight into health and wealth. Now, I'm not talking about the wealth that you might think. I'm just talking about get some money to get beyond just surviving, to get into a place where being a blessing in the midst of everything. So we break off financial problems. We break off the spirit of debt and poverty in Jesus' name. We break off any health issues. The Lord is releasing strategies from heaven right now over these issues, and especially during this time of Passover, during this time of Resurrection Sunday this month. In Jesus' name, get ready. Pray right now. Lord, we come into agreement that you would reveal any root causes to any health issues in us or those around us. We approach the throne of grace boldly, according to Hebrews 4:16, and we petition you to bring healing. And we want to now just declare the word, 1 Peter 2:24, that he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to our sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. Just release that over you at whatever level you need. Maybe it's a healing of a broken heart. Maybe it's a healing of your finances. Maybe it's a healing of being lost. You lost your hope. But he was pierced. Jesus was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. And the punishment that brought us peace. It was, he is upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. Isaiah 53:5. I declare this over you. I declare full healing. I declare a season right now that you're going to now move into going beyond surviving and into thriving. Hosea 2:15. Boy, I will give her back her vineyards, and I will make the valley of trouble a door of hope. Many people have been walking through the valley of trouble. I've been prophesying different versions of it for a while, and each month, groups of people get out. The valley of the shadow of death, the valley of Ezekiel 37, dry bones, the Psalm 84, valley of tears, and now we see this one, the valley of Hosea 2:15, the valley of trouble. I just say right now, I'm calling you out, especially this month, into this time, into a time where you're moving beyond survival mode, but a time of walking into all that the Lord has promised to you. All that the Lord has for you will come to you. That's what Jesus said. All that the Lord has for me will come to me. He said those are the words of Jesus Christ himself. So we are now in a season of repayment because we've walked through the suffering. If you're listening by voice, you've survived one of the greatest attacks ever against mankind, against a revival, against Christianity, against business, against the church overall, against the prophetic, against life. But the Lord says, I'm calling you right now. I'm going to now issue Joel 2:25. I will repay you for the years that the locust has eaten. And this is a time that the Lord is releasing new opportunities and the flow from heaven for repayment. It's also many businesses and churches are now entering into a time to reap, to help the hurting world. You know, the storehouses on earth, the storehouses have been depleted. The government's being, you know, all the finances have been depleted. But I tell you, the Lord is not depleted. And he is now sending financial strategies and blessing, especially during Passover, Resurrection Sunday month. And now, Lord, we pray that you would release the repayment for our pain, our suffering, and our losses. We ask now that you would reveal any Passover strategies that we need to set us free in Jesus' name. Ooh, Lord, we just activate this word. Open up the angels. Open up the Holy Spirit. We pray. There's a rededication in people's hearts right now. Maybe you've never received Jesus very easy, or maybe you need to rededicate. Oh, my goodness, so easy. Don't get all hung up on things. Just, Lord, I receive Jesus into my heart. I ask forgiveness for my sins. I ask that you would fill me with your Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. And just keep coming back. Don't give up. Don't worry about how things look right now. The Lord is moving over and around you. He has you covered. I'm so excited. DougAddison.com is my website. And yeah, I have a thing going on right now, actually, Kingdom Financial Solutions. If you want something to do to activate this prophetic word, I'm doing a 49-day training that's going to start here very soon. It's called Kingdom Financial Solutions Breakthrough Mentoring Experience. Registration is now open. And just go to DougAddison.com/solutions. And I was going to be on Thursday nights, 6 p.m., starting April 21st. This is the week right after this, during Passover, through June 2nd. That's right, all the way. This is Passover to Pentecost. And it's almost 50 days, Passover to Pentecost, but we have a 49-day, a seven-week breakthrough that you don't have to be there every week because it'll be delivered to you. But it's a combination of pre-taped things. You know, in other words, I send you a message each week. Then you can log on to our special website where you interact with our coaches. And so you're not just out there by yourself. You interact with other people. There's a workbook that you go through. You print out yourself. It's an online version. But you print out these things, and it'll walk you through to get a financial breakthrough. I tell you, this is stuff I got during a time. Actually, it started when I was in South Africa in 2009, and I had a massive angelic encounter that the Lord showed me these things. It was an angel of finance, and it turned us around. We got out of debt. Others have gotten out of debt through this. Now, this is not just to get out of debt. We will talk a little bit about it, but it's to align you with these biblical principles, how to develop flows of income, how we were able to retire $45,000 worth of our debt in our ministry, Enlight Connection, within a month without taking an offering. It was because of online training, different things like that. I'll just share you some strategies and we'll do some prayer with you. DougAddison.com/solutions is a special price. 7 weeks. It's only $97. It would normally be $500, actually $497, but we'd regularly $197. But I'm kidding. We're doing $97, and it's an exciting time. Consider being part of it. Maybe if you've done it before, go through it again. DougAddison.com/solutions. I'm excited for what God's doing. Can't wait to see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.